week. See, for next week, I'm gonna make prayer.
Can you give it to me? I don't know.
Yeah, hold on.
I've never had so much chaos in moving around with this one.
Yeah, it's in the notebook. I just left it. We're going back to the Bible that we started last week.
Did we?
We started last week. Yes, we did.
Sorry.
We didn't start before.
We did it last year.
We did it last year.
Okay. But we need to do it again because we're so much smarter this year. We have so many more questions.
So we're looking at Ezekiel what?
For after Kriyat HaMetim, we're looking at Yechezkel 37.
As a move.
Okay. Anybody else needs another copy?
And this is what always has confused me. There's this famous valley in Israel called the Bekaa Valley or in Lebanon. But doesn't that mean the Valley Valley?
The Valley of what?
Bekaa Valley.
The Emet HaBekaa, it was called because of the 73 war.
Yeah.
When he died. 67, sorry. No, 67.
But then do they spell it the same way?
Emet HaBekaa, okay. Yeah. Where are you? Hold on.
I'm thinking back to what I hear. I heard probably on the news the Bekaa Valley. They always refer to it as the Bekaa Valley.
They use the same. Yeah, they use the same. The concept from
it
here.
Is. Okay.
But they called it because of the word itself, not because it was in. It's not the same place as here.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hayta alai, so we call it Chazon HaAtzamot HaYevashot, by the way. We call it the prophecy of the dry bones. Atzamot Yevashot. The vision. Chazon. Prophecy.
Atzamot is bones, right?
Atzamot are bones. Atzamot. Etzem Atzamot. Yavesh is a stated verb, yavesh, and because etzem is feminine, yavesha, yavashim, yavashot. So you see how a stated verb is becoming an adjective. Etzem, yavesha. This means it means etzem is feminine, yavesha. The plural for etzem is atzamot. And because it's feminine, this will become yabeshot. Yabesh is dry. Perach is masculine. Perach yabesh, dry flour. Yabesh, yabesha, yabashim, yabashot. So? Bevakasha. Hayta alai yad Hashem, Adonai. Vayotzi eni veruach Adonai. Vayenicheni betoch habik'a. Vehi mele'a atzamot. What was the, don't look at the English, just look at the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
We learn Hifil. Yotzi eni, hotzi oti. You see the synthetic this synthetic of forms, this synthesizing of forms. Hotzi oti. This va is conversive va.
Yeah.
Yotzi is future of hif'in with a yod, peyod. Any, it's a suffix shel ani. So who, it's a third person, right? Hotzi, this is conversive va, so I need to translate it into the past. Hotzi oti. He took me out. Okay?
Hotzianu,
Hotzianu, Hotzianu, Hotzianu, Hotzianu, Mimitraim, exactly. Hotzianu, you had the suffix nu for anachnu, otanu. Right. So when the synthetic forms in the Bible are also in on the verbs, you add pronouns, the direct object onto the verb attachment. So Haita alai was upon me, Yad Adonai. What kind of form is that, Yad Adonai?
Smichu.
Vayotzi eni, hu hotzi oti, veruach Adonai. In the spirit of God, right? Spirit of God. Why is there no dagesh in the vit?
In what?
Beruach. Why isn't it beruach?
Probably because it follows the ni.
Exactly. The open syllable before it.
Yeah.
And it was probably a conjunctive trope. Okay. Yotzi eni beruach Adonai. Vayenicheni. It's also if-il. Hu heniach oti. Vayenicheni.
So he
rested me. He put me down. Who heniach? Lehaniach is a synonym for lasim. Lasim or lehaniach are synonyms.
Now, when I deconstructing this, if I saw this verb, this I recognize it as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go back and find it in the dictionary. I drop the vav, I drop the ni, and then I seem to have yud, yud, nun, he, which didn't work.
Yaniach, yes. So well, it's a future, so you need to drop the yod also in the front.
Right, the yod is the
and you're left with non yod he. Do you know menucha? Lanuach.
Uh-huh.
So you need to start searching for other words that are similar. Lanuach.
Right, in the front, it could be part of the shorish, could be future. Could be future.
Okay.
Could be, but you have above conversive, so
right.
It's probably future.
Yeah. Yes.
So why isn't there above conversive on the
Nuchim?
And he.
What? It is. Why do you say it's not? Why do you say it's above conversive? It is left conversive.
Okay, and I'm used to recognizing left conversive with the petach and the yud of the dagesh.
Why is there no dagesh forte in the yud? Why there is
okay,
a dagesh forte in vayotzi eni, and there is no dagesh forte here? It is vayikto for sure, because the yud is in a shvah.
The yud is in a
shvah. Vayehi, vayiken, definitely. The yud in the shvah is not.
So that's why there's no.
We are going to have a lesson, guys. You're too early. I'm not going to teach other words now.
Yeah.
I am not. I'm not.
No, that's all right. It.
Just
it's just a warning.
Nanuach.
Nanuach.
Nun vavchet. Nun vavchet. Right? Lehaniach is to put something down. So it's ifil, but the root is also an ayin vav family.
Right.
Nuach. Like we know Shabbat, Menucha.
So Shabbat of putting everything down?
Well,
resting.
Resting.
Wait, what is the root? No, I know.
Nun, Vav,
right, okay. Chet.
So what does the Mem do? It's just a...
There is no Mem.
Menucha.
Oh, in Menucha?
Menucha
is an out.
Okay.
Menucha is rest, and we saw it before.
And it's also the gerund, could you say?
And we use that instead of a gerund. Yeah. We use that instead of a gerund. Okay. ויניחני הוא הניח אותי בתוך הבקעה. הבקעה is a valley. והיא, and she, מי זה she? Who is that?
The valley.
נכון, הבקעה היא מלאה עצמות. נכון, here's another stated verb. What is a stated verb?
Fill.
נכון, מלא. מלא, מלאה, מלאים, מלאות.
Who put this comma there?
It's instead of trope.
How come you don't have trope in here?
Trope, because if I wanted English next to it, I could not get the trope text.
Oh, really?
I needed to compromise.
Where did you get this? Download this? Mamre? Yeah. I use that too.
In Mamre, I needed to compromise. If I wanted the text with trope, it's only in Hebrew. And if I wanted to put English next to it, I had to. Whatever. It is what it is.
So I have to find out how to do it. Because I don't know if Davka does this.
Oh, this is automatically. In the whole number, you get this automatically. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Okay. So, bet.
Okay.
Ve'evirani.
Oh.
Alehem. What's the root ve'evirani?
Aver.
Avar. Nichon. Ein betrish. That means pass. Right? But when you are putting it in Hebrew, it means he made me pass. Right?
Yeah.
So, who made me pass? Upon them or about them? God, Yad Elohim, right? Yeah. With his spirit, he made me go above them. Saviv, Saviv.
Around me, around me.
No,
around,
me.
Around,
around, around. Around and around, like Savivon. Vehine, vehine, rabot meod al shnei habik'ah.
Check it out, lots of them on the face of the valley.
והנה יבשות מאוד. What is he talking about? רבות מאוד יבשות.
עצמות.
עצמות. Right? So you see, עצמות is feminine. אז עצמות רבות ויבשות. רבות מאוד. Way too many of them. Where? על פני הבקעה. All over the valley. On the face. Right? On the face of the valley. ויאמר אליי. Who says to whom?
That he says to me. God says to me.
נכון, הוא אמר לי. אלוהים אמר לי. בן אדם!
Son of man.
Human. התחיינה העצמות האלה? What kind of a hey is that?
Interrogative
hey. התחיינה העצמות האלה?
Do you see these bones?
No. Not see.
Chai, chai.
Chai,
chai.
Can these bones
can
live? Can they be revived? Can they come back to life?
Will these bones resurrect? Will revive? Will come to life again?
And so, it's a question. So we're connecting ha'atzamot ha'ela with the two heis, just as to modify.
Ha'ela modifies ha'atzamot.
Yeah.
היום הזה, ביום ה... כן, יום מהו, ביום מהו, העצמות האלה. ואומר, and now I'm answering, ואומר, אני אמרתי, אדוני אלוקים, אתה ידעת. What kind of a question you asking me? I'm human.
No.
Right? Only you know the answer to this.
Why isn't that form if I answer?
Which one? Adonai Elohim?
No.
ואומר. So we do not invest time with pei aleph, because pei aleph, the only form that is weird is I.
Oh, okay.
The aleph, you see, it's during pa'al. Hu amar, amarta, amarti, but I will tell, ni omar. Okay, and then you have conversive vav. Va'omar, that means ani amarti.
Wait, but normally, if we're talking, ani amarti is normal.
Uh-huh.
But the conversive vav makes it become
the future. Bad. This is future.
Oh, future. Okay, got it.
This is va plus future.
Right, omar.
And this is, why is this conversive vav? there is no dagesh forte in the aleph, there was compensatory lengthening.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the normal, can you just write the normal future?
Amma.
Just for I. It's amma. Okay. No, never mind.
This is the future, the regular future for any amma. I would
say. That's the only weird one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, only I.
Because there are two.
Otherwise, the
aleph. There are two olives.
Aleph, so it becomes one. And the vowel changes there instead of all. Ani ochal, ani ohav, all like this, one aleph. Who he'evir oti al aleihem?
By the way, it's 2 o'clock.
Well, some of us want to keep going.
Okay, you know, it's a good spot to stop.